B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to your Wednesday, Roy. Roy just got in here and was surprised to find out it was Wednesday.
I thought it was Tuesday.
Isn't that exciting when you find out that you're a day later in the week?
Yes and no.
Wow.
I'm a pretty busy week, so the idea that it's Wednesday, I have stuff to do.
Now you're behind.
Now I'm a little behind, yeah. I thought I had an extra day.
So, wait, all day yesterday you thought it was Monday?
I don't know.
No,
it's
yeah.
been tough.
Right. I'm sorry about that.
It's been a rough week.
I had a really weird experience. I'll just quickly do my day in 30 seconds. We picked up trash yesterday for our Adopt-A-Street program. The Mani, Roy, and Loren Show adopted like 5 different streets through Uptown. And we picked up some trash, and I got to be honest, I don't know if you guys agreed, it wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Our roads are pretty clean.
Yeah, you guys are really good. I did find some drug paraphernalia that
Nicole kept.
She either kept or threw away. I can't
I
confirm.
I think she threw it away.
I think she kept it as a souvenir.
But did anyone else have a hard time sleeping last night?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, it takes me every day.
Yeah.
I mean...
I rolled, I twisted, I turned to the point where Amanda goes, babe, what's the matter in the middle of the night? I go, what? She goes, you're twisting and turning all night. I was like, I don't know. I couldn't get comfortable. Like, I couldn't get into a set spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I thought to myself, geez, I wonder if it's a full moon outside. Sure enough, it's
it is.
Full moon.
Yeah.
I'm like an animal.
I think I have just a really uncomfortable bed. Because Sterling said when we were traveling in New York, we slept perfect. We slept wonderful. Wonderful. And then I come back to Charlotte and it's...
Can I burst your bubble for a second? You walk everywhere in New York City, so your body was probably a lot more tired than it is on the normal
basis here. But there might be something to a new mattress. When was the last time you got one?
4 years, 5 years ago?
They say like 8 years is your mattress life, so...
And this mattress I have sucks, so...
Oh, well, get
cut
a new
it in
one.
Half. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, yeah, so that was my day in 30. I thought for sure there might have been a full moon, and sure enough, there was. So I think that affected me, Loren.
Hmm. Well, I am...
Sorry.
Werewolves.
like you said, we went out and cleaned the streets yesterday, which I'm working on a blog with a video, if you want to see how that went down. But I had a really weird encounter with somebody yesterday in Home Goods. Mm. I was walking around and a guy walked by me and I had just gotten a pedicure. So I was still in like my, you know, the little throwaway flip flops that they give you. And he walked by and creepily said something to me. And I was like, oh, that was weird. I was like, was he talking to me? And I was like half paying attention. So I was like, maybe he wasn't talking to me. He loops back around and comes back and says, hey, I said you have really pretty feet.
Whoa.
I said,
what?
Okay. And I didn't know what else to say to him. So he just like blankly stared at me and turned around and left. And I was like, do I say thank you? Like, does he know how creepy that was?
I don't know.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah. Was it Bagel Boss guy?
I don't know.
You know that
is.
Guy that went viral, the Bagel Boss guy?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because we have some guy who texts the studios all the time and he's obsessed with you and hoes.
Oh, that dude? No.
Maybe
no, I don't think
guy.
It was him.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, some guy does text us and asks if Loren's wearing hose today.
Yeah.
How strange is that?
And heels. What about you, bud? What was your day like at 30? Anybody compliment you, your feet?
No. If anything, Sterling found a weird bump on my foot and we're having to investigate that.
Oh, no.
But I'm always amused like how you could think of one thing one way and someone could think of something the same thing differently. Like last night, I tried something different with the vegetables I cooked. I put lemon zest on top. Make mm-hmm. a little lemony. And Sterling hated it. And I loved it. I loved it. And I find it so fascinating, like, how taste buds can be, like, to the point where he couldn't even take another bite of it. I'm like, really?
Wow.
He's like, yeah, he feels like, he's like, did you dip it in pine saw?
Whoa.
I'm like, these things are awesome. It's a summer vegetable. It's lighter. It's, you know, I was very amused by that.
How do you like it, Sterling? Is it delicious? No, it tastes like pine saw.
Oh, man.
All right. We got a ton to do today. Up next, we're going to tell you the most sold items on Prime.
Oh, okay.
Right here on the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Keep talking on top of this song.
Yeah, it's a new way to do radio, I guess.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Right, the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Amazon Prime Day was the past 2 days.
I got something.
I got multiple things.
You did? I didn't get anything.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm usually like all over that. I just haven't had time to shop.
Yeah, when it first came out, I didn't see anything I liked, and then I saw some Prime deals I loved.
I had to use Roy's Amazon Prime sign-in yesterday. I purchased some new desktop speakers for my home.
Yeah, those
theater.
Nice.
Yeah. So these are the mega sale, which started on Monday and ended yesterday. Here's some of the items that were top sellers for Amazon Prime. You ready?
You're going to give me FOMO.
The Fire TV Stick with Alexa Voice Remote and the Echo Dot. The Fire Stick is selling for $15, more than 60% off, and the Echo Dot was selling for $22, more than 50% off its listed price.
Anyone who can knock off the price more than 50% off, I'm so amused with that. Like, how much did it cost to make it?
That's because the markup is probably so incredibly high.
Sure, but like, how much do you think it costs to make the new iPhone? And it's like $1,000 for a new iPhone.
Right.
You know, like yeah. You know, like, yeah. Is it really only like a $80 phone, and we're just paying the stupid amount?
Probably.
I thought about that yesterday. I went to Trader Joe's to get Amanda some flowers. She loves them from Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I was like, I'm going to get me some $6 wine.
I know.
And, you know, I'm like, the same wine is probably $10 somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know. By the way, the Fire Stick, Loren, briefly went out of stock. It sold so well. Other popular items included the Instant Pot Duo Plus 60. It's like a kitchen
Is that a crock pot?
It's an all-in-one kitchen appliance. I can get rid of everything, and this thing, I guess, does it all for you.
I saw my girlfriend Mandy was like posting like all of the hot deals that you needed to have, and that was one of them.
Yeah. The Life Straw personal water filter, toys, kitchen and beauty items were also very popular, as well as items from celebrity-backed brands such as Hillary Duff's Yuki, the Unicorn Cub Coat. What is that?
I don't know. What is it called? The unicorn what?
Cub code.
Cub code?
No, hold on. I'm putting it in.
Unicorn cub coat. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's like a little
it's like
jacket.
The onesie.
Oh, yeah. It's like for kids.
Oh, okay. I got to get Cash one. Not a unicorn, but
it's
like a frog.
It's like a thing where you can put the hood on top and there's like a horn sticking out from the hood.
Yeah. Oh, Hillary.
They got a baby shark.
Yeah, really?
No, I'm asking.
Oh, okay. At one point, I bought like the last, there's only two items left, and I bought one of them, and I was so excited. I was like, yeah, got me a water pick.
Nice.
Yeah, it was typically $80. It marked down to $35.
Let's bring it in tomorrow.
You don't floss your teeth now.
Well, maybe I'll floss my teeth.
Not you, oh. Roy, Maney.
Yeah, I don't, but I will with that water pick. Bring
right?
that in.
I'm excited to try the water pick. Like, maybe I can now actually be a flosser, because now when I floss, it just bleeds and I don't like it.
Yeah. I love that you think that's not going to be a thing.
I had wings the other day and I still have a piece of meat stuck in the back of my tooth.
Dude, how do you not have cavities?
Joking. Oh, I have cavities, all right. When your teeth are already cavity filled, yeah. Just they cancel out.
Okay.
And then it's my poor wife who loves her teeth, brushes them like 3 times a day, and she had to have a tooth extracted yesterday. It was like devastating. I go, what? That's a Tuesday for me. No big deal. All right, you ready for the dirty?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So Pink constantly gets trolled on social media over what she posts. And a lot of it's about her kids. Like, I don't know why people want to mommy shame Pink. But she had posted a picture of her two kids, like, running through the Holocaust Museum in Berlin. And it started this whole thing. And she's like, listen, my kids are Jewish. Like, leave us alone. Like,
really? Your kids are Jewish?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess Pink's mom's side is. So, you know, she started to defend herself, and then she was like, you know what? I don't have to defend myself to you people. So she ended up shutting off all of her comments on Instagram and posted just a friendly reminder to those who need it, but there will be no more commenting on this page.
Why would you follow Pink and comment on her things if you didn't like her and you were going to comment negatively?
Because
you know what I mean? I don't understand
love
that.
To hate.
I don't know
why, but they do. And just live and let live. People. Hugh Jackman, he made a little girl's wish come true. One of his biggest fans, who's 7 years old, she went to go see The Greatest Showman in theaters 8 times and had a Greatest Showman themed birthday party. While her dad took her all the way from Florida to Denver to see his show that's currently touring, The Man, the musical. Mm-hmm. And he saw her out in the audience with a sign and ended up singing her happy birthday, which was really sweet. Made a little girl's dream come true. And I think J-Lo could make my dream come true because she's saying that she is interested in playing the halftime performance at the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, we thought about the Super Bowl. And that it's in Miami is a big deal. LA, Miami, New York. We'll see. You know, they make their own decisions over there.
I'm going to probably be a joint thing. Pitbull, J-Lo, Ricky Martin, right? Isn't he from, or not, Enrique.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
Do you know how all in I would be? Like,
you're going to be all in anyway.
I know, but I would be, I'm if that's going to happen, I'm probably going to go to the Super Bowl this year and like call all my old contacts in Miami and be like, can I work in some way, shape, or form for the Super Bowl? Like, I'll do anything.
For us. Put in for media passes. They don't say no to anybody.
That's true. And I used to host the orange carpet down there. I used to interview J-Lo every Sunday walking into the Dolphin Stadium. So maybe I should get my foot back in.
Go ahead, Roy.
No, it's. I would like to talk to J-Lo.
Yeah, because aren't you curious if J-Lo remembers?
Sure.
Loren? J-Lo, do you remember Loren on the orange carpet?
No.
I bet you she does because I looked. No. I looked at her skin.
No.
Like, I was looking at it under a microscope. It's so perfect. Like, I wasn't even listening to what she was saying. I was just staring at her skin. She's probably like, who's this whack job?
I just want to say, if Enrique Iglesias is there, woo!
See, now you're all in. Watch you want to come with me?
Watch out. Okay.
Show trip. Okay. Super Bowl bound.
Yeah.
We'll be keeping our eye on that Super Bowl, boy.
All right, that's
Enrique
your
Enrique is a god.
Okay.
Oh, J-Lo.
Hey, did you hear about this? I think it's 2 kids. And you know, every once in a while, you'll do something that your parents will say, don't ever do that again. These kids took their parents' car on a joyride.
Oof.
And they're underage. Wait till you hear what they did and how far they went. And we'll get into that in 8 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Halsey, all the hits, kiss95.1. We are the Maney Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Be honest with us. You've stolen your parents' car a time or two, right?
What?
Never?
Do you know what would have happened if I know you guys think I joke about my dad being really strict. I would have been away at boarding school had I ever stolen my parents' car.
Really?
Yes.
A little underage joyride, no? Roy?
Nope.
No, not at all.
Nicole, an underage joyride for you?
Never.
Really?
You mean like stealing it before you're 16, underage joyride?
Yeah, whether you just drive the car down your street, pull it in and out of the garage.
And you did?
Oh, yeah. I used to drive my mom's car down the street with my friend all the time. We lived in a cul-de-sac.
No, not at all. My
really?
Dad would let me sit on his lap and I'd drive the pickup truck down a road one time.
Yeah, but that was not like taking dad's. You didn't take Pa's truck when he was asleep.
Oh, no, I didn't take old Pa's truck down the road. that's what you're referring to.
Listen to this. these two brothers took their parents' car on a bit of a joyride. And by a bit of a joyride, we mean a 600-mile road trip in Australia.
Oh.
They wanted to go fishing, so they took their parents' car and hit the road. The two brothers and two friends aren't even old enough to drive. They're all aged between 10 and 14, but they grabbed their fishing rods, got behind the wheel, and drove 600 miles to make it happen. The road trip took about 10 hours of driving nonstop. And the police said that the kids probably shared driving duties. One of the young brothers left a note for his family saying they were going fishing, but didn't say that they were using the car. They stopped once for gas and reportedly had cash with them. But actually, then they got accused of stealing some other items from the gas station, which got the police turned on to them. The parents didn't even know.
How old were the kids?
The kids were aged between 10 and 14.
Oh, my gosh. Problematic.
They were found safe inside the vehicle, but they locked themselves inside the car when the police tried to arrest them, and the cops had to use a baton to get inside the car. So on top of the fact that there's 600 miles on the parents' car, they had to break the windows to get in.
And these 12-year-olds are, like, defiant and not listening to the police and...
Well, let's turn it over.
They're probably scared.
Nobody in this room besides me had taken their parents' car on a joyride.
Now, when you brought the car back, did your parents care that you took it?
They didn't know.
Oh.
No, they would be, like, out. And I would back my mom's car out and drive it down the street with my buddy. And then he'd be out the window like a dog. But again, I was on a cul-de-sac. There was no cars coming. Like, I was on a 5-house cul-de-sac. So I went about, 100 yards, turned around, and then it came back up the driveway. My main concern was getting it back into the garage, safe and sound. All right, did you ever, be honest, did you ever take your parents' car on a joyride?
704-570-9595. Taking your calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All day, it's Kiss 95.1. It is the Mainey, Roy, and Lorenz Show featuring Roy, a HarvardOnline.com student.
That's not the website, but yeah. That's about right. But it is going to be really hot today. It's going to be the heat index over 100 degrees, so prepare for that.
If you work outside, first off, stay cool, hydrate, and tell your boss you need several breaks.
Did you ever do a joyride with the parents' car?
This 10-year-old and a 14-year-old and two of their friends stole mom and dad's car and drove it 600 miles to go on a fishing trip. Mom and dad didn't even know about it until the police called them. Then the kids didn't even get out of the car, and the police had to break the windows.
They drove 600 miles, and the parents didn't realize that they were gone.
It's Australia, Loren. They're busy.
I know, but that's like, isn't that like 10 hours in the car?
I just feel like everything in the Outback's that long.
Right? Good on you, mate. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm the only one in this room that has taken mom and dad's car on a joyride, albeit not 600 miles. I just drove like 100 feet in mom and dad's car down the street. Roy and Loren and Nicole haven't. Have you?
Absolutely. I wanted to make sure you didn't feel too alone.
Thanks,
so,
buddy.
Yeah, I've done stupid stuff, too.
Yeah. What'd you do?
My mom was out on a date with my stepdad, and her car was in the garage, and I wanted to go pick up a couple people, so I jumped in it and took off and went and picked them up. And we went back to my house that was empty, hung out for a while, and figured it was time to get them home, so I did. By the time I got back, mom and stepdad were home from their date. And short version, they were slightly peeved. I parked the car, walked in, and they were livid looking for my brother, thinking he stole the car because he actually had a driver's license, and I did not.
So you were under 16 at that point?
I was either 14 or 15.
Wow. So,
all right, Kelly, that's a story to remember, huh?
Dang.
Oh, yeah, I paid for it. My stepdad, that was the only time I think he ever spanked me, and then my mom drove me straight to my dad's for the same treatment from him.
Oh, wow. That's the worst. Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, and, you know, like, sometimes it's problematic with the kids. I remember when I was a 911 operator, I took a call, and the guy goes, "Yeah, my son Jerry stole the car again." I'm like, "Again?" And then, but this time, I'm going to press charges, so y'all go ahead and lock him up.
Oh,
gotta
wow.
teach him Gosh. A lesson. Like, all right, I'll send a cop.
I guess he keeps stealing it.
Yeah, it's like a weekly thing.
You press charges on your kids.
And this is Melissa in Spartanburg. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. So tell us about the joyride.
Okay, so I didn't personally take my parents' car, but my cousin did. He was probably around 11 or 12. My mom had just got a rental car, and she had it maybe 2 or 3 hours. He took it, went and picked up one of his friends, and then wrecked the car.
See, that's the thing. It's so dangerous. You're underage. You haven't even taken your driver's test yet. You don't know all the rules of the road.
Did your mom have the rental insurance?
She did, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's thankfully. Smart.
Yeah, nobody ever takes the rental insurance,
I know.
Though.
What's the chances of that?
Good for her. Who would wreck a rental car? That's crazy. Thanks, Melissa.
Let's talk with Ashley in Granite Falls.
So my sister's best friend came and stayed with her in high school to finish out high school, and they were both about 17, I was about 13, and I caught them one night sneaking out the window, and I wanted to go, and my sister let me go because she didn't want me to tell that they had went out. So it's been about 2 weeks. Mom never found out. Well, the police got called by some neighbor, and they followed up on it. And my sister couldn't get my sister and her friend couldn't get her their license until they were like 18. And Mom slept on her keys ever since then.
Slept on her keys. That's taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
I just want to know why the name.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Neighbors called the cops. Did the neighbors see them do it, I guess?
Yes, okay. They kept laughing. They kept going in a circle. So it was really late at night. We were surprised anybody was up. So We really thought we got away with it. And when my mom came to me and she asked me about it, I was like, Mom, I don't know what you're talking about. She was like, your sister already told me you were in the car. I'm like, yeah, I had to go, Mom.
Whoa.
That's so funny.
Thanks a lot for the phone call. Have a great day, okay?
Oh, you man.
Too. All right, Ashley, listen to this text message from area code 704. Did you see this, Lorraine?
Which one?
When I was 15, I drove from Charlotte to New York to see my girlfriend.
Oh, if I was the parent, I'd be so mad.
You're getting grounded for the rest of your life. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have been sent away to boarding school. Another person said that when they were 15, they took the car and had it about 50 feet outside of the house, and the sister came home and caught her.
I mean, imagine the person that drove from Charlotte to New York, and then like it's like a lease. You know, like there's a miles cap on it. Come on.
And then you need money for tolls. It's a whole thing.
Still to come.
Wow. And then you got to learn to park in New York City. I bet you that person's a really good driver, though. All right, what's going on in the MRL show world? Lots of drama. In fact, we have a follow-up.
So we found out that Nicole heard secondhand that her best friend got engaged, and she's finally confronted her. I can't wait to hear the details on this one.
All right, we're going to find out in 5 minutes what producer Nicole and her best friend had a conversation about. Don't go anywhere. It's the MRL show.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hello, producer Nicole.
Hello.
We've been following a little story that has been going on in your life. To recap, for those people that might not be familiar with what we're talking about, you have a best friend?
Yeah, so I have, and not just like a new best friend, like I'm saying probably going on seven, eight years that we've been best friends. And she recently got engaged. And to me, that's news that, you know, if you get engaged either beforehand or maybe even afterhand, you share
with your best
this
friend.
News, you know, family, friends, stuff like that. But I found out secondhand from everyone else after her new fiance posted on social media. Mm-hmm. I got screenshots from people that weren't her.
And how do you feel about the marriage?
I mean, that's a different story, but like I was butthurt on it because to me,
it's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I was butthurt. Like to me, like an engagement, I get to where sometimes that would be private, but if you're just going to blast it on social media, then I would think that especially you're like ride or dies, you know, like the people that have been
it's
around the longest.
Code.
I would think
there's
so.
There's friend. No, I agree with that.
I like wouldn't just go and especially like in a long time. I think they've been dating for like 2 years or whatever. But like if I was thinking about an engagement, like you guys would know, you know, like I wouldn't just come in here and be like, oh, well, here's
a ring. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you were left off of the announcement because of specific reasons on how you may have felt about it.
Right. And I think like if she would have come to me and been like, do I have your support? As a best friend, it is my job to be there for her no matter what, which I will be. But like, I also wouldn't lie and be like, I'm a 110% fan.
All in.
So
if you're not happy with the wedding, you've reached out to her. Has there been a confrontation? What's the latest and greatest in this?
Yeah.
Story?
So at first I was really conflicted on what I should do. I was like, okay, well, should I just not say anything at all? Like, 0% say something and just see what happens, or should I text her all petty and see how that goes? So I think I did a little bit of it in the middle, I texted her. I waited about a week, and I texted her, and the text was petty-ish.
Well, what did it say?
So I didn't want to say congrats.
Like, you did in a roundabout way.
So I specifically didn't want to use that word.
Okay.
So I used the word cheers.
Okay.
So, and I was petty, so I said, dude, saw Instagram last weekend. Cheers.
Ah.
And her response was?
Dude.
Thank you.
Oh.
That's it. Thank
you. Because she doesn't know what else to say.
I know, but still.
Oh, I love
Thank
it when,
you.
When people, like, when there's a... you know, elephant in the room, like something you need to talk about and nobody wants to talk about it. And like, that's what they're doing. Is like,
well, and that's like, obviously this is my own drama. I won't bore you guys with it, but that was like something that recently came up is word got out that like she'll be in town soon. And so like random, oh God, please say she's not texting me.
Oh,
yeah. call in.
We want to talk to you.
And so, yeah. And so like rumor had it, or she told me that she was like coming through Charlotte, and I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm not a fake person. If you come and we hang out, like, there's a conversation to be had.
Oh, you like, told her that?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I didn't get a response, so there's that.
Hmm.
But that's my own drama.
Well, I think Roy and Loren are onto it, that she knows that you're not happy with the whole marriage thing, and she probably and is it a good, isn't it kind of a nice thing that she's not forcing Nicole to be into it?
Yeah, because I mean, here's the thing,
right? Like, kind of in a weird way,
because a lot of people, quite honestly, Nicole, a lot of people would be like, they're at the end of the day, if they're really that in love, or they even think that they're that in love, they're gonna bail on your friendship and get married anyway. Like, you can't force that person to see what you see.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're lucky in the sense that she's not being like, girl, bye.
Yeah.
If you can't accept my new wife, then we're done. You
she's
know?
Just leaving you out altogether almost.
Yeah, oh. And I think that, you know, like at this age, I feel like it's very common, not even at this age, even to me, it's like a childish thing for people to dip on friendships and stuff.
Yeah.
So
now, oh, I agree with
but
you.
But they always come back. That's the thing, is like friends will always come back. So I will just chill. I'll be there. And when she's ready, here I am.
And that's kind of why I think it's nice that she's not like kicking you out of the circle already. Because at some point, I mean, it might be inevitable that this doesn't make it to, you know, to the altar, or they break up. Or maybe this person and you will just somehow magically connect and you may accept it at some point. So she's not just going, get away from me, I'm not dealing with you anymore if you can't accept it.
So when is she going to be coming in town?
Supposed to be today.
Oh. I hope you two meet up.
And if you don't?
The conversation ended was, I was like, you know, like I can't, like Roy said, there's an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
There's something that at least needs to be talked about. Like, doesn't have to go, I'm not going to try to persuade her, you know, to change her mind. But at this point, there's a conversation that needs to be had. And I said, if you're ready to have it Wednesday, let's do it. If not, I'll be here when you are.
And hey, have you heard from her since then?
No.
Mm. Okay. Is she slipping on your BF list?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Really?
I mean, like, and here's the thing. Is like,
slipping on your best friend's list? Is that
what
you're
saying? Yeah, she's like slipping down. Is she moving down on your BF list?
It sounds like she dropped Nicole as a friend.
Right, but I'm asking, Nicole says that no, she's not dropping on her list.
No, and I mean, that's the thing. Is like, I've gone through stuff where, you know, I probably wasn't the best friend to my best friend, but I expected them to be there, you know, a year later,
okay.
And this is no different.
Wow.
All right, well, good luck. Please, we'll get an update tomorrow at this time, whether or not you heard from her, yes or no, okay? All right, cool. Thanks, Nicole. Good luck.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We got a brand new Roy Senseless Survey. This time, we get stuck up just in the greeting. Like, we can't really get past greeting each other. You have to hear.
Oh, it's a really nice guy you called.
Well, yeah, I guess. You have to hear how it's almost like we're robotically stuck. With a brand new Senseless Survey. 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The drama doesn't end at 10.
We're caught up in drama.
Listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren wrap-up podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau. Hello.
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 Yeah, hello.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Hello.
Hey. Yes.
Hello, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul. It's Roy with the U.S. Census Bureau. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, we got a couple questions. We've got to wrap up your paperwork here at the survey and instead of going up to your house and knocking on your door and asking you these silly questions, I thought I could call you and ask you silly questions. Is that okay?
I guess, sure.
Okay. It's not going to take too much time. It's just the thought-provoking questions, things that we could survey the American people. Ever notice that there are parallel L's in the word parallel?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And when did you notice that? Specifically date and time?
Oh, I don't know. I'm probably in grade school.
If Noah's Ark actually happened, then is it fair to say that we're living in a post-apocalyptic world?
Yes.
And would you agree that some Scooby-Doo episodes would have been a lot shorter if the kids went to the costume store first and asked a couple of questions?
Yeah, that's a good point, probably.
And nothing makes sense anymore these days, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, the world's just crazy, right?
It's upside down.
It's upside down. Pizzas are round, the boxes we are put in them are square, and then we eat the dang things and they're triangles.
Yeah, yep. That's a good point.
Yep. Anything you want to add on to that?
I don't know what we're doing here. I'm really not sure what you're
doing. So here's the thing. If 1 in 40 American men wear women's clothing, and we've had well over 40 presidents, I'm just saying one of those guys was dancing around the Oval Office in a prom dress. Have any idea which one it was?
I don't know, and I really don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. The most unrealistic thing about Monopoly, the board game, did you ever play that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the most unrealistic thing about it is that everyone starts out with the same money.
Yeah,
but would you support a version of the Monopoly game that adequately funds privilege at the start?
No.
Okay, and do you think computers get jealous when you shop for other laptops or computers?
I don't know what you're doing here, sir. I don't have any more time for this.
That's all the time we needed. You gave us plenty.
That's true.
Towards the end, he was so hesitant and just pausing like, what?
I could not believe what was coming out of your mouth.
Yep, he was a good one. Roy's Senseless Survey, every Monday, every Wednesday, brand new, 720 and 820.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Emmy nominations were announced yesterday, and HBO earned 137 nominations.
Wow.
For their network. Netflix right behind them with 117. Now, Beyonce, for her homecoming, she earned 6 nominations altogether, which there was another homecoming that got completely shut out. Julia Roberts, when she starred in and produced her homecoming.
Everybody in Game of Thrones will get an Emmy, by the way, because it was their last season.
Oh, of course. Of course it will. But anyway, Julia Roberts, she got snubbed, and she put it out there in the universe that she was in good company. I guess she got a push notification from USA Today saying that her, George Clooney, and Emma Stone were all snubbed, all these A-listers. So she just took a screenshot of it and put that out on the Twitterverse and said, hey, at least I'm in good company.
Right.
She's got a good sense of humor about it. Ed Sheeran is planning on taking a break after he wraps his Divide tour next month. He says he's planning on taking a break and going back to Africa. He spent some time there a few years ago, and he really just wants to go and chill out for a while.
I just need to go back to Africa and feel the rains.
Thank you, everybody.
Harry Styles, he's going to have to face an alleged stalker in court. They're going to come face-to-face once again, as if they haven't been face-to-face enough. The man was arrested on Friday after returning to the UK from Spain. The past 2 months, he's been sleeping outside of Harry's London home and has been sending him notes through the mailbox and even approaching him on the streets. Now, the man claims that he is not stalking, but Harry will have to go to court to testify in...
How do stalkers live? You know, it seems like celebrity stalkers spend a lot of time unfortunately stalking these celebrities. Do they tell their bosses that they're sick for the week? I mean,
unfortunately, in my mind, I imagine that these people have too much time on their hands already.
And suffer maybe some sort of mental illness.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
And they become obsessed with these people.
Yeah.
And they think that they have a relationship with those people. And that's the scariest part.
How do they live? Who's paying their bills?
Well, they got to work something somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so. That's your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Wren. 704-570-9595, 22 wins. Call now. Take her down.
I'm just saying, if stalkers had jobs and responsibilities, there'd be a lot less stalking in the world because they'd be like, okay, you know what, Harry? I can't watch you today.
Yeah, they need something to do.
I think they do have jobs. I mean, you never know that when you're checking out at the store, maybe that person is a stalker. You don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks for creeping me out, Roy.
You're welcome.
Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Laura, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
Yes, ma'am.
Played before, Laura?
No, I've never played before.
Okay, don't think about all the people listening.
She's trying to...
I'm just kidding.
...psych you out a little.
Yeah, it's not many people. It's just my mom.
Laura, let's play Can't Beat
Lorette. The wrong number.
All right, head on out of the studio,
Lorette. I'm going.
All right, she is walking out of the studio. The door's opening. And... Yeah. It is closed. Only we can hear the questions.
Justin Bieber's wife came to his defense on Twitter after another band trashed him. What is her name?
Hailey Baldwin.
And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's coming out, starring Brad Pitt and Jack from the Titanic, also known as the actor...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
This HBO series that just concluded for good after 8 seasons set the record for the highest number of Emmy nominations. What series is that?
Game of Thrones.
So far, so good. Let's see how you do with your Kardashian knowledge. Jordan Woods says that she would like to be friends with Kylie Jenner again, but she's not holding her breath. Who's Kylie Jenner's boyfriend?
Travis Scott.
And question 5. This Old Town Road American rapper has made Time Magazine's list of most influential people on the internet. Who is that?
Lil Nas X.
Woo!
All right.
Come on in.
It's going to be tough. Laura got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Very confident answers from Laura. Question 1. Justin Bieber's wife came to his defense on Twitter after another band trashed him. Who is she?
Hailey Baldwin.
And once Bieber. Upon a...
Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
Can I go?
Yes.
And once
you
upon...
You can't go so fast.
Oh, boy. Last time she did this, she lost.
I'm already psyching myself out. She's on a spiral.
The movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is coming out, starring Brad Pitt and Jack from the Titanic, better known as his actor name of?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Shut up.
This HBO series that just concluded for good after 8 seasons set the record with the highest number of Emmy nominations. What series is that?
Game of Thrones.
And question 4, Jordan Woods said that she would like to be friends with Kylie Jenner again, but she's not holding her breath. Who's Kylie's boyfriend?
Travis Scott.
And this Old Town Road American rapper has made Time Magazine's list of the most influential people on the internet. Who is this music star we speak of?
Lil Nas X.
Lorette?
Wow.
You got them all corrected to tie.
Laura, great job for your first time. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you. I listen every morning, and so I feel like I'm pretty brushed up on it. I watch a lot of Kardashians.
All right, so then you know what we want to hear.
Yes, I can't beat Lorette, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Laura.
I thought for sure, by the way, Lorette, you were going to lose because you were kind of cracking.
I was cracking.
You were losing it?
And that's her thing, huh?
Yeah.
Still to come.
All right, listen. We haven't brought it back in a while. We're bringing it back today. It's Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595. It's like free therapy. Open up. Tell us your deep, dark secrets. Could be funny. Could be serious. Either way, judgment-free zone here in the Planet Fitness Studios. Call now, and let's play Confession Wednesday in 5.
The morning show that loves looking at your summer vacation pics. The MRL Show on Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand. It's Confession Wednesday.
Good name.
Totally Kiss. Get those deep, dark secrets off your chest. You'll feel better about yourself. Call Kiss 704-570-9595.
It could be something serious. It could be something a bit lighter. You know, earlier this week,
How's this for drama music?
That scared me half to death, by the way. I heard that big boom. I was like, what just happened?
And I didn't know what it was. It says drama bed six.
Okay, that scared me. But even I've revealed confessions on the show. Like earlier, I revealed that I have once faked a limp to board an airplane before anyone else. And I know that's awful, but I've done it.
That is true. So it doesn't need to be something too crucial, although we do have someone on hold that lied to get money. And wait to hear how much money this person needed to get. But we want to hear your confessions. Maybe it could be something lighthearted, something funny. 704-570-9595. We haven't done it in a long time. Voted number one.
By Charlotte Agenda.
Yes, the city's favorite segment, Confession Wednesday.
All right, let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Well, thank you for calling and confessing. I can see here on my screen how much money you had to lie about. I don't know all the details. Just tell us real quick, how much money did you lie to someone to get?
It was about $20,000.
$20,000?
Okay, what did you lie about?
Well, I helped my brother steal money from his father-in-law. He's super wealthy, so he needed the money, but we also needed to convince his wife. So we said that I had cancer, and I had to lie to them, and that we needed money to help pay for my treatment. So they gave us the money because they thought it was for medical purposes, but my brother used it to pay off gambling debts.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Does your brother still have a gambling problem?
Not anymore, no. I think that was a bit of a wake-up call.
Okay. You know, I'd be so afraid to do a lie that serious because of, like, karma.
Me too.
You know, not saying anything bad about you, Anonymous, because it is a judgment-free zone, but did that ever come across your mind of, like, you know, it's almost like you don't want to wish it true.
You speak it into the universe, right?
Yeah, speak it into,
Right, no, it did. But he's my brother, so at the end of the day.
So, Anonymous, your brother approaches you and says, hey, I got a really bad gambling addiction, and I'm 20 grand in the hole. What should we do? And then did you come up with the idea, or did he have the whole thing concocted and you just went along with it?
He had the whole thing concocted. I just went along with it. I think if I had to come up with it myself, I wouldn't have done it this way.
Yeah.
Did you say no at first, or were you all on board just because you love your brother so much and you wanted to help him?
I said no at first, but he convinced me more. He explained more of the circumstances and the situation.
But he gave me an additional 20 grand. And
yeah. I got a 5% cut. And, wow. Listen, man, family does what family does for you. I mean, wow.
Did your father-in-law at all wonder why you didn't look like maybe you were going through treatments? Or did you come up with a specific type of cancer where you didn't need to get chemo or anything?
Did you shave your head?
We told him we caught it early.
Oh, phone is breaking up.
Sounds like she said we told him we caught it early.
Yeah, we told him we caught it early, and he didn't ask too many questions. I think he was a little upset about it. So
yeah, I'm getting this new type of treatment where I don't lose my hair or get sick or lose weight or...
It's a real gamble.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Man.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Anonymous.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Mm-hmm.
There's something to that, Roy Boy, about wishing...
it into existence.
Yeah. I totally believe in that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I know. All right, so 704-570-9595, Confession Wednesday, free therapy in our Judgment Free Zone studios. Could be something heavy like that, or it could be something a little bit lighter. Wait till you hear what Sabrina did. It's so funny. It's something that I think everyone's done.
All right, we got more lines, too, for you to jump in and get on the phone. 704-570-9595 and Sabrina in 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We are in the middle of Confession Wednesday.
I'm afraid to hit one of these drama beds again because the last one scared us. But let's see what this one is.
Why is it like, feels like I'm doing breaking news. I felt like that was like a thunder thing or something.
I kind of like them.
Loren went home that day and saw her neighbor doing this.
On an all-new episode. Okay, no, this is a new episode of Confession Wednesday. We just heard a really darker secret where somebody lied about having cancer to con their family into 20 grand. So it could be something serious like that. It's a judgment-free zone. You can remain anonymous, or it could be a little bit lighter. So 704-570-9595. Let's talk.
Real quick, Roy, I was just going to say, someone with a 980 area code texted us and said that if you owe gambling debt money, you'll do whatever you can to pay it off. I know firsthand.
Ooh.
So you like that's because these gamblers, I don't know if it was sports or poker or what it could be, but these gamblers want their money, man.
But is that because people are going to come after you if you don't give it back?
That's what the movies look like.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Yeah, it's possible.
Okay, this is Anonymous in Spartanburg.
Hi.
Hi. What's your confession?
A couple of years ago, I actually stole my great-grandmother's car while she was very sick, and like the car was needed because she was very sick at the time, and I stole it, and they thought that someone from the neighborhood had stolen it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What'd you steal it for? Why not just ask if you could borrow it?
I was actually talking. I had met this guy on the internet, and my car was really crappy at the time, and so I didn't want to meet up with him in my car, so I took her car.
Great-grandma's car? Great-grandma had a better whip than you did?
Yeah.
Well, she's more established.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that 1974 Buick LeMont was awesome. All right, thanks, Anonymous.
All right, this is Sabrina in Boiling Springs.
Hi, guys.
Hi, what's your confession?
Well, in January, me and my husband decided we were going to be super healthy and go to the gym and meal prep every single day. But lately, like, whenever we make the meal prep, I'm like, these are a lot of vegetables. Why are we adding so many vegetables? And now, just like, if I don't like it at work, I just throw it in the trash. And I go to, like, whatever it's called.
I think a lot of people do that.
That's funny. Yeah. We heard a confession where a husband and wife had a weight loss bet. And the wife would make the husband's protein shake every morning while he was getting ready, and she would add, like, sugar to it.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Not fair.
Thanks, Sabrina. All right, we got to take another break, and I'll tell you why, Loren, because we got to turn our voice disguiser on.
Oh, I asked this person to call in.
Well, they did call in, and they do want the voice disguised.
We're going to find out why this person snuck into the neighbor's house through a window in the middle of the night. Don't go anywhere. Confession Wednesday. We're moving along here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, Kiss 95.1.
It's Confession Wednesday.
Good name.
Totally fits. Get those deep, dark secrets off your chest. You'll feel better about yourself. Call Kiss 704-570-9595.
Lots of text messages coming in regards to our confessions, especially about the gambler. A lot of people are saying that, you know, gambling, it is true. If you owe somebody money, because Roy, you asked, will someone come after you? At least that's what they do in the movies. Somebody with an area code 980 said, absolutely. That's exactly what it's like.
Why would you even do it? See, and this scares me. My sister-in-law dated a guy who was like a really heavy gambler. And I was always like afraid of that for her.
That somebody would come after her?
The both of them.
Because that's the thing, too, is like if you have a major gambling problem and you need to pay like this person that confessed, and if you missed it, you got to go listen to it on our daily podcast. Just download the Kiss 95.1 app or check out our new website, kiss95.1.com. If you listen to it, she says how much money it was that he owed. And it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they lied to the father-in-law to get all the details. But all right, we just took this confession during that song because we needed a voice disguise. Listen to this.
Okay, this is Anonymous. Voice disguiser is on, by the way, so you are completely anonymous, okay?
All right, what is your confession? Why did you sneak into your neighbor's house?
So, we had met online through a dating app, and we've been talking for like 3 days, and we've been, you know, talking about me coming over and this, that, and the other. Well, then he told me... I was like, well, if you have a boyfriend, like, why are you on this app? And he was like, well, I'm just bored and whatever. So I was leaving work. I got home around like 2:30. He asked me to come over. So I did. And looked through the window. And I was like, why am I sneaking through the window?
It was just 2:30 in the morning?
My boyfriend. 3:30 in the morning.
3:30 yeah. in the morning. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, why am I sneaking through the window? And he was like, because my boyfriend is asleep on the couch in the other room.
Oh, my gosh. So you, oh, my gosh.
So what happens if the boyfriend wakes up and decides to go to bed?
You run.
Yeah, I was going to run to the window like a madman, I guess. I don't know. But the worst part of it was, is I left my glasses, so I had to come back.
Through the window?
Through the window.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hurt yourself? Was it a first floor window?
Yeah, luckily it was the first floor window.
All right, thanks for the confession, Anonymous.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hey, our voices, guys, worked. Nice.
They sounded really nice, too.
Yeah.
The Dirty, Roy. What do you got coming up?
The Dirty.
Roy's got a senseless survey.
Yes. In this senseless survey, he keeps saying hello, and so I just keep saying hello back. We'll see how long that lasts.
Brand new is a really funny one, y'all.
Yeah, brand new central survey. 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hello.
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 Yeah, hello.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul. Hello. Hey. Yes.
Hello, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul. It's Roy with the U.S. Census Bureau. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, we got a couple questions. We've got to wrap up your paperwork here at the survey and instead of going up to your house and knocking on your door and asking you these silly questions, I thought I could call you and ask you silly questions. Is that okay?
I guess, sure.
Okay. It's not going to take too much time. It's just thought-provoking questions, things that we could survey the American people. Ever notice that there are parallel L's in the word parallel?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And when did you notice that? Specifically date and time?
Oh, I don't know. I'm probably in grade school.
Mm. If Noah's Ark actually happened, then is it fair to say that we're living in a post-apocalyptic world?
Yes.
And would you agree that some Scooby-Doo episodes would have been a lot shorter if the kids went to the costume store first and asked a couple of questions?
Yeah, that's a good point, probably.
And nothing makes sense anymore these days, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, the world's just crazy, right?
It's upside down.
It's upside down. Pizzas are round, the boxes we are put in them are square, and then we eat the dang things and they're triangles.
Yeah, yep. That's a good point.
Yep. Anything you want to add on to that?
I don't know what we're doing here, so I'm really not sure what you're
so doing. So, here's the thing. If 1 in 40 American men wear women's clothing, and we've had well over 40 presidents, I'm just saying one of those guys was dancing around the Oval Office in a prom dress. Have any idea which one it was?
I don't know, and I really don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. The most unrealistic thing about Monopoly, the board game, did you ever play that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the most unrealistic thing about it is that everyone starts out with the same money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but would you support a version of the Monopoly game that adequately funds privilege at the start?
No.
Okay, and do you think computers get jealous when you shop for other laptops or computers?
I don't know what you're doing here, sir. I don't have any more time for this.
That's all the time we needed. You gave us plenty.
That's true.
Towards the end, he was so hesitant and just pausing like, what?
I could not believe what was coming out of your mouth.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Do you know that Leonardo DiCaprio has finally addressed if Jack Dawson could have fit on the door in Titanic?
We had science experts look into that.
I know. Well, he's working on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with my favorite Brad Pitt. And they were doing their, like, press rounds. And he was asked about it. Now, Brad, of course, was like, oh, dude, you definitely could have fit out that door. And all Leonardo DiCaprio did was cross his arms, sit back and say, no comment. Like, I have no comment. And like, he was joking around about it. So the interviewer was, of course, like, oh, well, that's very telling. And they just had a good laugh.
I saw, because we were off last week, I watched the Today Show like every morning, and the guys were on it, and they talked about how they were on Growing Pains together back in like 91. Because Leo DiCaprio played Kirk Cameron's best friend, and then Brad Pitt, I think, played like the sister's love interest or something.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it was. They were so young.
And such like C roles.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, I think they're both more attractive now than they were when they were younger.
Hey, George Clooney was on The Facts of Life back in the day. You know that show, Roy? You take the good, you take the bad, you add them both, and then you have the facts of life. Facts of life.
Yeah, I know the show. I just wanted to hear you sing.
So Katy Perry looks amazing, and we're all wondering what she's doing to stay looking so young and beautiful. Well, during a recent interview, she just revealed that she gets very frequent enemas.
Oh.
And that is why she feels and looks so great. She said when you get older and your hangovers last a little bit longer each time, you realize that the cells in your body are dying.
Done what, man?
You definitely feel more energized, and it basically gets rid of all the crap, pun intended.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Southern guy trying to figure that out. Now, do you do what here? Explain to me.
Yeah, so you take the water and you put it where the sun doesn't shine, and...
Yeah, I don't know what you done with it.
just added the water.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we talked about Harry Styles a little bit earlier today, that he's going to have to be facing his stalker. But he's also up for the live-action film, The Little Mermaid. They're asking him to be Prince Eric in the Disney classic.
It's a live action?
It's going to be a live action, yes.
Are they filming it under the sea?
I don't think so. Hmm. But Melissa McCarthy is also up for Ursula, so.
I like that people are going all crazy over The Lion King. Like,
it looks too realistic. It's scary.
Everybody, like, on social media.
My brother says that, too. I think it was cool. I want to see it.
No, the cartoons, you could see, like, their fun facial expressions. And
it's, like, more innocent or something. Yeah.
Well, I'll see you and I'll let you know.
Okay.
And Jennifer Lopez says that she is interested in playing Super Bowl halftime, which I'm really excited about. You guys know I'm obsessed with J-Lo.
Oh.
Wow. Aggressiveness. Well, do I even want to give you my What Loren likes for today?
Yes, we want your What Loren likes. You know that.
All right. So Baby Cash is going to be potty training very soon. So now I'm doing my rounds of, like, you know, what's the best potty training potty to get, and what, you know, can he get into it, and all these other things. Well, I found something called Potty Safe, and it is a potty for your child that has rubber feet on it, so it doesn't slip. It's got a splash guard in it, and it's got a lock on it, so the kids can't get in to what they've already done.
Oh.
I have a friend whose kid likes to open the potty and make a mess after the mess.
So
that was one of my things. I was like, okay, where can I find something that has a child-proof latch on it?
Wow, so, we all have potty training issues. I have that same problem. Maybe I'll get that.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe I should.
All right, we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Go check out a whole bunch of things that Loren likes. They're all up there. Make your summer fun. Hey, up next, we got to talk about the strangest things that people have seen at weddings. We are dead in the middle of wedding season. You know, we do the Bridezilla Chronicles. Well, this is a little different. This is a list from the Reddit thread. Weird things that people have seen at weddings. You guys have to hear this. And we'll jump into this in just about 7 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, thank you guys for hanging out with us, by the way. Before Roy gets to his list of annoying, crazy things found at weddings, we just got a good ratings report. So thank you, MRL Show fam and beyond, for hanging with us each morning.
Make sure you tell people about us. Tell people about us. We're trying to grow the fam.
I just met a couple that moved in from Long Island, New York at our pool the other day, and I have no problem saying what I do. And I say, hey, if you're looking for a radio station, 95.1 in the morning, the Manny, Roy, and Loren show is where to go. Because sometimes we'll find out that people listen to other shows, and we're like, how did you get there?
Right.
What did they say? Did they do something funny that caught your ear? And they go, oh, no, I didn't know where else to go.
Mm-hmm. And I just kind of had that on, and I kind of stuck with it. occasionally we'll run into the people, say, hey, you know, do you listen to the Manny Roy the Rent Show? They say no. We're like, well, we're on 95.1. You should check it out. And they'll go, I have.
Nah, not a fan. Don't listen.
Oh, okay. All right. Appreciate
not for everyone.
That. Yeah, well, not for everyone. But these are the worst things that people have witnessed at weddings. And by the way, if you have like a horrible thing or a funny thing that's happened at a wedding, you can call us as well. What did you witness at the wedding? The break dancer at the wedding was pretty good until he split his pants during his act, revealing to everyone that he decided to go commando that day.
Hey-o.
He still finished his act.
Okay.
Went to my husband's brother's wedding a few years ago. His ex showed up uninvited. When the guests were asked if there were any objections, she stood up and said that the groom had gotten her pregnant and this was his son.
Oh my gosh.
Roy, that's where I would love to hear phone calls, because I feel like that's such a movie thing. Like, if anyone here feels like there's a reason why these two shouldn't be married,
speak now.
Does that ever, I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where they said that.
I don't do the, when I do, when I'm a, because I am a minister, whenever I do the, that part, I leave it out.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Because here's the thing, it's not like your objection legally objects it. It just creates drama.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like it actually stops the wedding.
Yeah, okay. But if it's something legit, it's going to stop the wedding.
So far, we need to hear from someone who went to a wedding where there was a wardrobe malfunction, and we need to hear from someone who was at a wedding where someone had, like, an ex show up and caused some drama. 704-570-9595.
At my sister's wedding, my mom caught the mother of the groom moving furniture with the bartender in the back room.
I hope that mom was single.
Yeah, me too.
What was the dad doing? Oh, dancing with the groom.
During the minister's speech, he asked rhetorically, what is love? And several groomsmen muttered, baby, don't hurt me.
That's a song from the 90s, Nicole.
You know, my aunt, she knows. My aunt got, I mean, hammered drunk at my wedding. And she disappeared for a while and people started noticing, like, oh, where, you know, where's blah, blah, blah. Well, we call her Aunt Slushy now because she was so nice. Hammered drunk. She had wandered downstairs at this property that we were on into the gym and fallen asleep on one of the weightlifting benches.
That's funny. Didn't you get thrown out of that wedding?
No, that was my wedding.
No, but didn't you get thrown out of a wedding recently, or didn't you end up somewhere for sneaking in alcohol?
Oh,
you
yeah,
did
yeah.
something.
Some rules.
Actually, it was that aunt.
That's what I thought.
You and the aunt was sneaking alcohol or something?
No, my cousins and I, my aunt had a dry wedding.
Oh, right. Yeah, because you call her Aunt Slushy. I mean, you forced her to have a dry wedding.
You had to sober up at some point.
Yeah. Lorraine got busted stealing alcohol, bringing alcohol in. Good for you.
These are the worst things people have witnessed at weddings. At a wedding I attended, the groom slipped the bride a lot of tongue, an awkward, gross amount. Ew. Everyone was uncomfortable. When the bride and groom were at the altar, the minister said, we are in the presence of family and friends who are all here to give this union their blessing, to which the groom's mother stood up and said, nope, not everyone. I do not give my blessing.
Whoa.
Mom, sit down.
Yeah. All right, this is Aaron in Hickory. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, that's good. Glad to have you back this week. I missed you guys.
Oh, thanks, man. We're glad to be back, and we're glad to talk to you. Now, you were a DJ at a wedding?
Wedding DJ. I DJed a wedding one time, and you know where the ordained minister has to say, I give to you Mr. and Mrs. such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he forgot the groom's last name, and he had to ask the groom before as he was announcing it.
I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. What is
it? Yeah, that's exactly how it went. Honestly, it did. And then he asked the groom, and then he's like, Mr. and Mrs. And then he said the last name. It was kind of an awkward kind of pause.
That's funny.
I guess, Roy, you should know. You should at least have that down in your notes somewhere.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Aaron, that exact same thing happened to me. We performed a wedding live on the radio in Gastonia, Duncan, with our buddy Josh in Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always known him as Bo, Josh in Lancaster.
Mr. and Mr. Lancaster.
Yeah. So when it was time to do that part, I had to like, okay, hang on, let me look at the, because you have to do all the legal paperwork. I'm like, let me look at the legal paperwork.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot their last name.
I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. Lancaster.
Josh is like, what?
All right, so here's what we're looking for. Anyone go to a wedding where someone objected, anyone go to a wedding where there was a wardrobe malfunction, and anyone go to a wedding where an ex showed up? Please get to us. Pronto.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Roy, you had a funny list of crazy, embarrassing things that happened at weddings.
Uh-huh.
And we were looking for someone to call in and tell us if they had a story where someone came and interrupted the wedding and said, you know, no, this couple shouldn't be married. We're also looking for someone who had an ex show up at a wedding. And we're looking for someone who had a wardrobe malfunction. Or if you were at a wedding where there was a wardrobe malfunction, 704-570-9595. If any of those happened to you.
All right, let's talk with Alicia in Rock Hill.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well, Alicia. What happened?
I went to a wedding and the best friend showed up with trouble from the moment she walked in. She showed up in like a clubbing outfit, basically. The very not dressed properly.
Yeah.
And she got really, really drunk, way drunker than anyone else. And she was like grinding on her dad, her father. And eventually she fell over and her legs flew open and everyone saw her.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't have anything under her dress, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
She caught a drift, all right.
And that is apparently why she was not chosen as the maid of honor, because that's how she acts a lot of the time.
Does she know how she behaved? Like, was she super embarrassed after?
I don't know. I didn't know her. I knew the bride and some of the family, but I'd never met her. And, I didn't really talk to her afterwards.
There's a certain level of fun that can be had at weddings, and I love going to weddings, Loren, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't want to go above that level. Like, you don't want to be that one that is above that level of everyone else's drunkenness.
Yeah.
Like this woman here. Thanks, Alicia.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
All right. Got a couple text messages coming in, too. Someone said, speaking of wardrobe malfunctions, the bridesmaids and the bride all used recycled dresses. Unfortunately, one of them had gained weight since the last time she wore it. We were taking pictures with the bride before the wedding, and her dress split right down the back. We were sewing it up right until the point where she walked down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel so bad. I had a New York City wardrobe malfunction that we got to talk about.
Yeah, we need to do that tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get into that tomorrow morning around 7 a.m. But, what, Lorraine?
I was going to say it must be a thing because I see another text message from 307 and said her sister was a bridesmaid and they found out ahead of time that the zippers on the bridesmaid's dress were faulty and that they needed to be replaced. But only one of the bridesmaids replaced hers and the other ones just kind of said, we'll just see what happens. And sure enough, one split.
Ow.
Yeah, that's the worst, man. All right, you can keep those wedding disaster stories coming to us. But right now, producer Nicole, try and find us two contestants to play the MRL show match game. We got four tickets for you to go to Tweetsie Railroad. It's on July 20th through the 28th. They're doing the canines in flight up there, so you get to see the dogs jumping around. It's a very special experience. Plus, Tweetsie in itself is really cool. So we got your tickets. We just need two contestants to play the MRL show match game. You guys know what that is? Like, for instance, after the show, Roy goes into the office and takes off his blank.
Oh.
We got to fill in the blanks. And then you got to match with our contestants.
Okay.
All right? We'll do that coming up just after 9 on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right. And it's time to play the match game. We got caller number 9, Sarah from Kannapolis. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. You want to play some match game with us?
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, it's very simple. Loren and Roy are the two people you have to match with. We're going to ask you a question, a fill-in-the-blank question. You'll answer second after the crew writes down their responses. So we'll let them answer first, then you give your answer, and we'll see if you match with someone, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Roy, Loren, you ready to play the match game?
Let's do it.
All right, question number one. After the show, Roy goes into the office and takes off his blank. Now, before Sarah gives us an answer, Roy and Loren write down your answers and see if you match with Sarah to get four tickets to go to the Tweetsie Railroad Experience Canines in Flight, July 20th through the 28th. My wife just texted me and said we're going to Tweetsie on August 3rd. So there's that.
That's cool.
You guys wrote your answers down?
Got them.
All right, Sarah, after the show, Roy goes into the office and takes off his blank. Go ahead and fill that in.
Headphones?
Headphones. Good answer. We wear headphones in here. Roy, what did you say?
I wrote shoes.
All right, Lauren, what did you say?
I put earbuds.
Oh, that counts.
Yeah.
Headphones, earbuds?
All right.
Because I technically do wear earbuds.
All right.
He wears those fancy, like, old school producers.
It's like what musicians wear when they sing. It's studio monitors.
There you go. Congratulations. You got one. You need to get 2 out of 3. We'll give you these tickets, okay?
All right.
All right. Question number 2. Producer Nicole loves Justin Bieber so much, she got his blank tattooed on her. Producer Nicole loves Justin Bieber so much, she got his blank tattooed on her. Go ahead, Roy and Loren, give us your answer there. Write it down, and then we'll ask Sarah for her answer.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Producer Nicole loves Justin Bieber so much, she got his blank tattooed on her. Fill in the blank, Sarah.
His initials?
His initials. Good answer. Loren, what did you say?
I said she got his face tattooed on her.
Ah.
Oh, no. Yeah. I wrote that she got his social security number tattooed.
She does have that, but it's not tatted on her. All right, you got to get the last one right. We'll hook you up with these Tweetsy tickets. Here we go, you guys. Use your mojo to work with Sarah.
Okay.
In Kannapolis. Loren's new house, Sarah, is so big. Now, when I say this, you have to say how big was it. Okay. Everybody, Sarah, you included, okay? Loren's new house is so big.
How big was it?
She's got a giant blank in the living room.
Huh.
Loren's house is so big, she has a giant blank in the living room. Roy and Loren not writing yet, still thinking about it.
I'm trying to think of what could be so big in your living room.
I think there's a definitive answer, but...
Really? Okay, I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, Roy, fill in the blank. Loren's house is so big, she has a giant blank in the living room.
We got to let the listener answer first.
No. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Sarah.
Well, no, I don't have a good answer. Let him go. No, a TV?
TV.
I wrote down TV, too.
He did. He wrote down TV.
Awesome.
What did you write down, Loren?
I put horse.
She has a Pegasus.
I was going to say pool. That's what I thought. Giant pool in the living room. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
You're the big winner. You're going to walk away with 4 tickets to the Tweetsy Railroad Canines in Flight Experience July 20th through the 28th. If you can't win the tickets with us, we'll do it again tomorrow. You can, of course, buy them on their website. All right?
All right.
You're not going home empty-handed. Thanks for playing the Batch Game.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. I love that game. It's always on the game network, the game show network, the Match Game. Yeah. So we'll have more tickets for you tomorrow morning. We'll hook somebody up to go to Tweetsy early in the 6 o'clock hour.
All the hits.
It's my music.
Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.